A reading from the book of Genesis. As dawn was breaking, and the angels urged Lot on, saying, "On your way, take with you your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of Sodom." When he hesitated, the men, by the Lord's mercy, seized his hands and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them to safety outside the city. As soon as they had been brought outside, he told them, "Flee for your life. Don't look back or stop anywhere along on the plain. Get off to the hills at once, or you will be swept away." "Oh, no, my lord," Lot replied. You have already thought enough of your servant to do to me the great kindness of intervening to save my life. But I cannot flee to the hills to keep the disaster from overtaking me, since so I shall die. Look, this town ahead is near enough to escape to. It's only a small place. Let me flee there. It's a small place, is it not? That my life may be saved." "Well then," he replied, "I will also grant you the favor you now ask. I will not overthrow the town you speak of. Hurry, escape there. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. That is why the town is called Zoar." The sun was setting over the earth as Lot arrived in Zoar. At the same time, the Lord rained down sulphurous fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven. He overthrew those cities and the whole plain, together with the inhabitants of the cities and the produce of the soil. But Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham went to the place where he had stood in the Lord's presence. As he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and the whole region of the plain, he saw dense smoke over the land rising like fumes from a furnace. Thus it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham by sending Lot away from the upheaval by which God overthrew the cities where Lot had been living. The word of the Lord. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. Search me, O Lord, and try me. Test my soul and my heart. For your mercy is before my eyes, and I walk in your truth. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. Gather not my soul with those of sinners, nor with men of blood of my blood life. On their hands are crimes, and their right hands are full of bribes. O Lord, your mercy is before my eyes. But I walk in integrity. Redeem me and have mercy on me. My foot stands on level ground. In the assemblies I will bless the Lord. Lord, whose mercy is before my eyes. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, and that boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate Independence Day, of course, in America, for us in America. And again, it's when we are free. And the one who gives us true freedom is Jesus. So always we sit there and we celebrate this day in America, but we need to be celebrating our independence and be thanking Jesus every day that he set us free from our sins, that he set us free from death, that he gives us eternal life, that he feeds us with his own precious body and blood that we might live forever. And we have this freedom won by not what we have done, just like in America. It's by what he has done. And so we need to be grateful as a nation, and we need to be grateful as followers of Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.